Today is a special day for Ward and Crystalline and Corbin, because we want to dedicate him to the Lord, and we're going to make it special in that, you know, I woke this morning. I had a couple things going on inside of me. The Holy Spirit's so much more being a part of our lives. We're starting to get in the Spirit, right? There's nothing else but the Spirit. It's a whole nother way of life. It's like the tadpole coming out of the water and starting to, and becoming a frog. It's the difference between water and ground, day and night, you know, one life and a whole nother life, a whole different air, a whole different type of breathing, a whole different set of apparatus to live by. And as soon as we can get that, the better, right? You sow to the Spirit, you reap your life. If you sow to the flesh, you reap, you know, corruption. So, you know, the days are going to get darker in the natural. Okay. They're going to get darker. And so if we don't find ourselves growing in the Spirit, growing in the Holy Spirit, growing in His realm, growing in whatever the Holy Spirit takes control of and does inside of us, we're going to have some fierce regrets. Tina, who are you holding? Kaylee, okay, can you find her another home for a second? Because I need you. Thank you, Amanda. Okay. So, you know, Pastor Jerry and congregation, we talk about the word baptism, like, you know, water is pretty much a tradition. But see, and I don't know if you guys remember, see, there's a baptism coming in Tina's life. And come on up here. There's a baptism coming in her life. It's a deeper baptism. And all it means is that the Holy Spirit is going to occupy a deeper place inside of her heart. Right? That means she's going to speak in tongues, which she probably already does. It doesn't mean, you know, she's going to run around the building, shout, whatever, whatever, whatever. It just means that she's going to feel a subtle presence, a gentle presence taking her over that she can't resist. And it's going to manifest in her life, right? Just in her everyday life. God, who is, you know, who is this Jesus now that's living on the inside of me that I know you could get this close to me where I don't know whether it's you or me, you know, your bones become mine. I don't know. So that's what baptism is, you know. So when Paul was doing that, he was getting them, getting Christ deeper on the inside of them. So certain days are gone, Tina. Certain days are past now. Now you're entering into a rest that comes from above, a divine acquaintance with the Holy One of Israel. And even to the point you'll forget your own name in preference of His. That'll be done by the Spirit of God. That'll be done by the divine awakening of God. That'll be done from heaven, from the altars, from above. That'll be done because your parents have been praying for you. That'll be done because the name of Jesus is meant to be the cornerstone of all of our hearts. So, Father, we thank you for the baptism and increase into the name. That she's leaving things behind and all things are becoming new. It's grace personified. It's grace personified. It's grace in a person. His name is Jesus. It's grace upon grace. And life upon life. And the meaning of Christianity will change for you, Tina. The meaning of the word Christianity will change for you. And she'll say, can't y'all see it's on the inside? Can't y'all see? That when you get a divine touch, everything else, nothing else matters. He's occupying a space that He created on the inside of you before the world began, and the changes that are happening in your life was just giving Him room to dwell in you. It's my occupancy that matters. It's what I occupy that I change. No more human, no more flesh and bone, no more temporary, no more natural blood, but the blood of Christ and the grace of heaven and intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Pastor Jerry, your daughter will say, I know my Savior by name. Because he occupies this deep space in my heart. It's called eternal treasures. Riches untold. The space has been opened by Tina, and here comes God occupying it. The veil has been ripped. Here's the Spirit entering in and taking up his abode. Not by might or power, but by my Spirit, shall know that like the back of her hand. God now has become my refuge. Pastor Ross, you'll sing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Come to live inside of me. Space of grace. Time has been lost. Eternity now is my gain. And thank you, Father, for interrupting her. That gentle love touching the places of her heart. You'll be having frequent visits from the God of heaven. You know he's there, occupying, flashing. There's my love there, Tina. There's my grace there, Tina. There's where you can't get rid of me, Tina. I'm full inside of you. Amen. 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 Grace, grace. Come on, come on.
Abundance of free grace. The discipleship of grace. The love of grace. The peace of grace. The rest in grace. The power of grace. Manifestation of grace. The pool of grace. The healing balm of grace. The renewed mind of grace. God, we thank you, oh God, because everything is in your grace. There's no lack in your grace, God. There's no lack in your grace for Tina. You call her by name, even this very moment, God. We thank you, oh God, by your grace of what you are doing in her life. Now, God, now, God, now, God, we come in agreement with you by the Spirit. That the unseen will become more reality to her like never before, God. Her way of thinking will change after this moment because of your grace. She's not even going to know that the transformation is beginning to take place in her life. It's just going to be natural because of your grace. Oh, yeah. Her ears is unclogged. Her voice will be singing heavenly songs to you. We thank you, O God, for the pure worship that's about to come out of her, O God, from the depths of her belly. God, we thank you, God, that she would know a thing. She would begin to turn, oh God, turn. She's going to 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 turn. By your Spirit. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. We agree with heaven. Oh, yeah. It's sealed. It's sealed. It's sealed. It's sealed in Jesus' name.
Yes, 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 yes. So thank God for this, right? We get quiet enough and perceptive enough, we can kind of feel what the Holy Spirit's trying to do or what he is doing. So we thank you, Father, that you author this, you finish this. Amen. 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 So bound up in each one of us is this receptiveness to eternal things. It's bound up in there. And if we can get quiet enough and the Holy Spirit can flow through in us enough where we don't get off, you know, a lot of times our enthusiasm quenches the spirit, you know. So a lot of times we can't see him or feel him because we're too enthusiastic and we can't sense what he's doing. Okay, of course, enthusiasm isn't a bad word, but we just got to make sure we know where we are. But see, bound up in each one of us is this this grave that God wants to resurrect and bring it to a heavenly life. And so he doesn't really resurrect you to an earthly life. He resurrects you to a heavenly life. So that's bound up in all of us. So if you would stay with proper instruction, as Pastor Jerry said, I say this as much as humility as I can. If you can stay with proper instruction, you can touch the high places. Which, you know, brings us to Corbin, right? You know, I'm in the middle of the night. On Saturday night, Sunday mornings, I'm like in and out. I'm meditating and I'm sleeping a little bit and I'm meditating and I'm sleeping a little bit. And God's dealing with me all night long, you know. And so I'm thinking about Corbin. And I'm sitting, you know what I saw? I saw Moses go out on the river when he was a baby, right? And the Holy Spirit's like, see, the only way out of the world is for me to get you out on the rivers of the Spirit. See? And see, that was prophetic of Moses' life. His whole life was to get him out in another realm, away from the world, away from Egypt, the strongest nation on the earth, and start flowing in the river of God. No matter how many years it took him, no matter how many, and this is what God has told me about him, Ward and Chris, that he's going to flow in spiritual things, and he must flow. I can come on up in spiritual and Gloria. Oh, unless you want to take pictures first, okay. However you want to do it, you know, nothing formal here. Great day. You ready to get in that basket, get in them bull rushes, sir? Your wife will be able to take people out of bondage through the prophetic and the gifts of the Spirit, right, that are operating through her. And then not only will she tell them what is the matter, there's a power that's invested in her, a delivering power that will come out with the words. Okay, so here's what God's saying about your life. And then behind the words will be a grace and a power, mm-hmm. to knock the devil over mm-hmm. and to get people out, right? It's just like, I think I sent something out yesterday in Lake, and they prayed for a guy. He was a drunkard. And he said, I felt the power start to sneak inside me. The power of God start to sneak inside of me. And I didn't want another drink for the rest of my life, right? This is the grace that's on this woman here and really on this family. Okay. So God is going to interrupt what we thought was our purpose, and then he's going to give us a divine side of it, right? This is all with bringing forth Corbin, right? This is all with bringing forth Corbin. You know, God, we look at it as like a natural birth. Thank God for the celebration. But God has a purpose. See, this is a chess piece. Okay? It's just a chess piece. You know, Rob, our children are not ours. You understand that? We got to understand that. And I think that's what I'm going to minister on. Our children are not ours. They are not ours. And so if he has to clobber you, and I'm exaggerating, but, you know, I love this saying by Ron. Yeah, I get kicks out of this one. He says to his children, I told you a million times, don't exaggerate. It took me a minute to get it. I said, oh, okay. The baby's not ours. So when you birth a baby, he's going to change you. In other words, this is not for you. He's not for you. And so God has taken us through things to show us your baby doesn't belong to you. Your money doesn't belong to you. Corbin is, they steward Corbin. You understand that? They steward Corbin. So that's why we're here. It's not just a ceremony or just a thing that we do. This message today is for you all. I guarantee you that. Moses in the water, his mom and them had to give him away. Can y'all see the message in that? To save his life, they had to give him away, right? For them to save his life, they have to give him away. They have to give Corbin away to save his life. Otherwise, it gets soaked in the world. Are y'all following? Put him on the wings of the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit then do whatever he will, right? Right, man? That's right. And then you'll change the lives of many others because dad and mom and grandmom gave you away to the Spirit of God. We charge you, sir. We charge you, sir. You guys remember Abraham and Isaac on the mountain? Abraham had to kill the baby, the boy. He that's his final test. Can you give away your own? See, stewardship is no small thing. I charge you to do that. I charge you to follow the grace of God, the grace that will teach you to own nothing. You got to follow that, Lord, to comprehend spiritual things. As we dedicate your son to the Lord, you do the same. I dedicate Corbin, Lord, to you. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done with Corbin's life. Corbin's life is your life. I just steward him. Thank you for the spiritual comprehension there and the grace of God there. Thank you for the power of Christ in Crystalline's life. So much grace, so much gifting. I see you presenting him like a sacrifice to the Lord. Right? Nothing carnal, worldly, or whatever. But God, here's my son. That's really your son. And like Hannah, he doesn't belong to me. He belongs to the kingdom of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Then there'll be those opportunities. Well, you'll say, Lord, no, he's yours, he's yours. It doesn't look right, but he's yours, he's yours, he's yours, he's yours, he's yours, he's yours. Thank you for the grace of heaven on Gloria as well. To raise this child up the way of the Spirit. Wherever the bull rushes take him. Wherever that water takes him, Lord. That's what we're committed to. Corbin, we dedicate you to the kingdom of heaven. Holy Spirit, do your will in his life. Thank you for the divine plan before he was even conceived to be a vessel in this kingdom, fit for the master's use. Amen, 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 and amen. We dedicate him, family. God bless you. God bless you. You guys want to say anything? Or no? You good? Crystal, I know you do, but we can wait. You sure? Okay. All right. Love y'all. Okay, good. Whew. Whew. It's awake in here. It's awake. They. Chantel, the blood of Jesus, right? It's awake in here. It's the blood of Jesus. Love that family. Great day. Great day. Baby dedication of Corbin Jude Ward. Amen. You guys are going to be so blessed by that child. So I'm going to go ahead to the message and praying that the Holy Spirit has his way in your life, not externally, but internally, right? I'm praying the Holy Spirit gets inside of you, awakens the darkness, awakens the dawn, and brings forth eternal life deep in your spirit, man. That the eyes of the Lord are in this house, and he is awakening us and shattering the darkness and picking up on eternal life. So I'm in my room throughout the night. And like I said, I saw the whole Corbin thing. But here's the other thing I saw. And when I later that morning, I told Gloria, I said, the Holy Spirit showed me this. I'm not sure what it means, but now I understand. It's probably 5 in the morning by this time. And I saw a wind coming from Philadelphia. I can't explain to you how you guys know in visions. I can't explain to you how I know it was Philadelphia, but I knew it was Philadelphia. And I saw a wind come out of that city. So, of course, your mind gets natural at first. You know, what's going on? Is a cold front coming? Whatever. It dawned on me, the Church of Philadelphia in the Bible. And the Holy Spirit started dealing with me. See, the devil is going to try to bring poverty. Philadelphia spirit. Remember, you think you're rich, but you're poor and blind and naked. And remember that? See, in the spirit, he's going to try to bring that spirit of poverty to PWM. And the Lord starts saying, I'm praying. Okay, how do I get ready? I mean, I don't know. You know, look, burning, you know, I don't know what to do. What do you do? You know, I mean, it's a blank. I don't know because you don't want to get religious about it. So I kind of left it and I start preparing for the message. And here he starts to take me to scriptures. And so I'm starting to connect them. And so there's a whole spiritual definition of this. In other words, if you don't want poverty to come in, we have to know spiritually how to make that happen. See? So it's a warning, first of all, for us all, you know, the devil's after us. And you know what that really means? That we're growing in the spirit. And so he's got his attention. I'm talking about, here's the Holy Spirit showing me, I'm releasing the spirit of, the devil's trying to release the spirit of Philadelphia on you. That's all spiritual, man. So, you know, things are happening to us in the natural, but unless we have some insight to this, oh, that's the devil there. That's that spirit. See, we're growing spiritually. So, it starts to give me the remedy and what to do. And I thank God for what to do. So much else with this. There's so much else with this. Maybe I can get to. So I thank God on what to do, that we know what to do. And not in a religious manner. Because if I had read these scriptures before this, I would have taken them religiously. Now I can't. Now I can't because I can see. I'm in it now, right? I'm in the spirit now, and I can see only the spirit can rectify what's going on. So now the scriptures now have a different meaning to me. same scripture, same words. Now they, instead of them just being a letter on the page, there. So I want to talk about being stewards, you know. And this is him starting to give me the answer. I finally picked up on it, my fast mind. I finally picked up on, oh, this is what, right? So I go, Robert, I go to, remember Abraham had a steward. Eliezer. In Old Testament, Eliezer, and he sent him out. Okay, I need you to find a wife for my son. Right? So what's the first word when you talk about, I need you, that's trust. I trust you. In other words, you're not going to go send somebody else to find a wife for your son. First of all, we're not going to do this, send somebody else. If we're going to do it, we're going to go ourselves, because they're going to meet exactly what we think should be that person. He's sending his steward. So he's God redefining the word faithful to me, right? He's so faithful. Eliezer is so faithful that Abraham says, look, I trust you with all of my goods, right? All of my cattle. Abraham was a rich, rich, rich guy. But he never was rich in himself, to the point. See, if I'm that rich, I ain't turning that over. I'm going to have some control over that. See, money didn't have Abraham. You understand? You understand the deep deliverance that has to come through that? That if you're a millionaire, I don't owe zero. Right? Well, Tina, somebody give me a million. Immediately, we're going to think about what we're going to get. I always wanted this. I always wanted that. And here's Abraham said, whether it's zero or a million, go to my steward. He takes care of all that. Can y'all see? Here's our first guard against the spirit of poverty that's coming out of Philadelphia. I'm talking about us thinking we something. I'm talking about being poor spiritually. I'm talking about, here's the first thing. We have to get a revelation that we don't own anything. I mean, I know we've heard it, but it's got to get down in our heart. God, I don't own anything. Here's Eliezer. Remember those guys tried to give Abraham riches when he rescued Lot? And he said, I don't need that. When was the last time somebody tried to give you something? And you said, no, I don't want it. See, we got to be delivered from our natural man. See, we got to be delivered from our natural man. I'm telling you, a spirit's coming. If you belong to PWM, I'm sorry. Spirit's coming. I don't know about other places. But thank God he won't let it. He's given us grace. See? But we can't. You know, to the point where Eliezer went and God sent him out. And he's so faithful to Abram. Man. He's so faithful that Eliezer, he didn't own anything either. He said, it's not mine. It's Abraham's. I don't do with it what I want. You know, he got all these riches. Look what he says, Mike. Abraham said, take all these riches with you. When you find her, give it to the household. But none of that was his. Look, whatever you got in the bank or don't have in the bank is not yours. Whatever you have in the bank or what you don't have in the bank is not yours. I'm talking about being out of the world and in the spirit. I'm talking about being like Eliezer. This is what kind of got me. He would travel and they would ask him his name, and he would say, "The servant, I'm the servant of Abraham." He didn't have a name. He didn't have a name. I don't even own myself. Are y'all following me? See, the success of Corbin is going to be related to Ward and Crystalline giving him away. Not my baby. Oh, I have a stewardship over him. It's not mine. I don't decide what he's going to be occupation-wise. I don't decide that. That can't be me. I can't decide what his prosperity is, you know. You know, we fight for things, guys. This whole world system and this carnal Christianity and this prosperity thing, we fight for things. We fight for it. We know Robert, we gobbled that message up about you can have everything you say, you know, and claim it. We gobbled it up like poison. You know, because God is good. You know, we put all this right scripture beside God's good, and so he wants you to. And it's actually the opposite. Oh, he's going to bless us big time, like the song this morning, God is good. That's why it was sort of ringing in the place. But you know, it's good. He's good when we have the right position in him. Right? It can't be good on just natural terms. It can't be. Here's a man that I'm the servant of Abraham. I'm not even my own, you know. It made me remember that guy, you know, remember Elisha the prophet, and the king wanted to pay him. And he said, "I don't want your money." And what did his servant do? His servant went back. You can't follow me? I'm trying to take my time because this is so very serious. It's kind of one of our first big tests. You know, here's God allowing Satan to release a spirit on us. But I'm going to give you the answer to it. In other words, we're not on like free street, easy street, just kind of like God's going to bless us. No, I want you to grow in the meantime. Right? Oh, I'm going to make you rich, but in my way. Oh, I'm going to make you rich. Riches of the Lord, you know, they're big. You know, we can get to the point where we ask anything, but we have to be right in here. Blessings of the Lord make rich, he had no sorrow to it, right? But we have to be right in here. And he's allowing Satan to do that. And then we grow through it. And so he gets us to the point where we don't own anything. You know, even our jobs, we don't even own our jobs, our house. You know, we really shouldn't complain about our job. Because really it's a vocation to the Lord. It's not, you know, it's he gave it to you. It's really not to supply your need. It's just your vocation. It's your spiritual vocation, right? We bring Christ to the job. We bring Christ to wherever you want. That's my vocation wherever I am, right? Oh, Jesus was carpenter, you know. You know, where are we really with this? God's transcending man to get us in a spirit level so that we handle it right. So really, it really is more blessed. And here's how he's transforming your heart. It's more blessed to give than to receive. It really is. Because as a giver, you get more than the receiver gets. But see, Satan then hoodwinked us on that one, you know. We hope, and he lied to us about it. Remember that scripture in Proverbs 11D? Um, God's going to make some people in here very, very, very rich. Very, very rich. I mean, very rich, right? I mean, very rich. There's the one who generously scatters abroad, yet increases all the more, right? It just keeps increasing. But there's also the one who withholds what is justly due, but it only results in lack and poverty. So we're fighting this, we're standing up against the spirit of poverty. You can feel it already. You got to become a channel. You got to become a channel. You preaching to me over there? We got to become a channel. And here's God's way in the kingdom. Is this, you know, this is how we pray for Tina. The more you give, the more it makes room for me to do more in your life, right? I don't care what men think about it, whatever. You know, let me unstuff you of you and open the channel. The more you give, the more I can get inside of you. See, the more you give, the more room you make for me. You empty yourself of you, and then it makes more room for me. And the devil can't get in that vacuum and bring forth the poverty, bad attitudes. I'm not going to do this. I'm, you know, the lack, fear, doubt mentality that comes with poverty. I can never get enough. Every time I give somebody something, it's like a hole in the bag, and I get worse. Whatever. That's all God's. I mean, that's all Satan's lie. We've got to get above the world and the lies and to get into spiritual riches. Okay. Ataba, if I have a dime, it's not mine. If I have 10 dimes, none of them are mine. If I have 100,000 dimes, none of them are mine. Right. So here's God, how God tests us. Here's his word. Remember, I think I got 2 Corinthians up there, D. Put that up there, 2 Corinthians. For if there first a be first a a willing mind, it is accepted according to that what a man has, and that which and not according to that which has not. In other words, you can have 10 dimes or one. It's what you do with it. It's not what you have and don't have. It's what you do with whatever. Can you follow me? Because some people say, if I had money. Well, see, you just got deceived again. Because all you would do is do for yourself what you want with the more that you have. You know how we get. You know, the more we make, the more we go in the hole. That's the natural tendency. But here you have in the scripture, remember the guy, the talents, one had 5, 2, 1, 2, 5, 10. I can't remember the amounts. And then the one buried it. In other words, he wasn't a channel. And the Lord called him wicked and sloth. Look. We don't resist the spirit of poverty. Asking God for, you know, deliverance. What we do is have to put the principle in place. So I'm going to bless you, right? Seek first the kingdom. All these things will be added unto you. It'll just get added into you. Blessing upon blessing. There's so much that the Holy Spirit is looking to do in PWM. Watch things explode. I'll tell you, that's why the devil, that's why I saw what I saw. He's so mad about what's about to happen here. And the chess pieces is, Pastor Jerry, he's going to move here. So you're going to move. I don't know what the up move is, Rob. Rob knows this chess stuff. is it a king or something? King's the highest, right? You move somewhere, I don't know, top on the board, I don't know. Move, your game of checks. Thank you. You can't miss your giving opportunities. You can't miss your giving opportunities. See, here's our mind. God, I don't make enough I can't make ends meet now. I don't make enough now. Look, you just got lied to again. You can't miss your giving opportunities, right? If you have a ready mind, it doesn't matter if you have and don't have, just give an opportunities. It's the first manifestation of Eliezer. My money is not my own, right? Or my bed is not my own, or my job is not my own, or my shoes are not my own, or y'all was talking about those shoe boxes earlier. The shoes are not my own. I'm helping you out, Ron. My shoes, not my own. And really, I'm talking material things, but see, that's the lower of it. See, the higher of it is, as soon as you lose everything, I can put spiritual gifts on you more. Are y'all following what I'm trying to say? You know that Paul told the Corinthians, you lack behind and no gift, right? That shit, spiritual gifts will start flowing out here like crazy. Dreams, vision, gifts, healing, miracles, prophecy, whatever, they'll be flowing like crazy. But because God wants to keep giving. But see, there's no room for them a lot of the times. Are y'all following me? There's no room for them. It's not, we say, God, why don't you give us more gifts? The Bible says so. You don't have room for them. Rock, I can see Taba texting me now. Pastor, you don't believe what I just saw. We read the quote. The same grace that flows out of heaven and that Jesus displayed was on it. The men in the body of Christ on earth displayed the same gift into where that lady was about to kill herself. It's the same spirit. I'm telling you, they just had room for it to move. Somehow Tina gave room for God this morning. It's like we discussed Wednesday. It's really not God not wanting to do it. It's just we don't have the capacity for him to put in us what he wants to put in. So, by the grace of God, we call Chantel a deep giver. Right? By the grace of God, we're calling Chantel, your wife to be, a deep giver. Right? So a lot of things that occupied her won't occupy her anymore. A lot of our worry becomes because it's not that she's a worrier, but not a lot of our worry comes because we got too much. We're holding too much. And we worry about how we don't want to let it go. We got to keep it. So you show me a man, Lorraine, that has nothing. You show me a non-worrier. No, he can have a whole barnyard full of stuff, but it don't belong to him. He don't worry. See, we're getting delivered, aren't we? That's why you were sneezing over here. Selah. Selah. Yeah. Here's how Paul put it. Having nothing, but having everything. Right? Having nothing, but having everything. I don't own nothing. But because I own nothing, I own everything. The boy put it real well Wednesday. See, it's our final quest. See, our final quest is to lose everything we got so we can gain him for everything. See? But, Mike, we're slow. We're slow. We can talk it. Here's the confession over the offering. May these seeds sown grow in the garden of your kingdom. Right? And remember how Paul prayed in Corinthians, you know, he that gives bread to the sower, right? He that gives bread to the sower. And the only reason God's giving you stuff is for you to give it back out. That's why, so we're not, Pastor Jerry, we're not natural minded anymore. We're spiritual minded. Here's this whole big flip. The only reason God's giving this to me is to give it back out. It's the only reason. That's the only reason. See, we're cutting sacred cows. The only reason, Deborah, here's what we're used to. Working and getting and make a plan. I'm working and storing and working and storing. And then I'm going to retire. And I'm going to go to here, 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 and here. And y'all better get jealous. Oh, it was nothing. Yeah, it was for you. You know, the people are most miserable when they die and they can't take that money with them. You can't take a drop. See, we get on Job. He said, Job was in unbelief. No, he was right. Naked I came in and naked I'm going out. That's just a way of him having a revelation that nothing belongs to me. A beautiful black top Amanda has on don't belong to her. Thank God that he loaned it to her. We're on zero. So, here we stand. Okay, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Because we know the scripture's full of it. You know, the rich man, you know, sell all you have. I'm just saying, you can't have anything in your heart. See, we got the nerve to say the Spirit of God's on Mike, and Mike's now another Eliezer. So much for the prosperity message, because Eliezer didn't show up in there. Oh, your fault. But see, now I call crystalline prosperous from another vein. But this kind of prosperity is eternal, and it can't be measured, and it's bigger than big. It's full of grace and truth. It's like she can't even get her mind around it because it's so big. It's too big. More blessed to give than it is to receive. Look, boy, we got to do something with that scripture. Because really inside of us, we don't believe that. Not inside. We can quote that dealio, but because the only way it's going to make sense is the Holy Spirit give you a revelation of what true prosperity is and what the channel of giving is and what we read in Proverbs 11 is. There's that one that gives, scatters. How many scatterers do we have in the house? Don't raise your hand, but how many scatterers did you have in the house? I mean scatterers. Not bound by self. This is one of these high lessons, Tom. It's a high lesson. What is that, D? One of the profoundest, I can't remember, principles ever enunciated to true human service in the kingdom. And you can't look at somebody else and compare yourself with somebody else. They may have this and you may have that. Both of you are the same. None of yours. You know, God, why don't you do this for us? Why don't you do that? You know, really, you know, can he trust us with it like Abram trusted Eliezer, you know, to give all the glory to God, right? He's got all these jewels and such, and he's showing, you know, Rebecca's family. He said, none of this is mine. So nice and quiet. You kick over sacred cows and stuff. Let somebody take something from you. People steal from you. So not, it cannot be pretty, Raquel. See, I'll put that one on her. Even though it wasn't yours anyway. Or you've been quoting that. Let them take it from you. James said that. You don't even have to take it from you. You just got to ask for it. You know, what right you had to ask? That's James. The only reason the Holy Spirit is presenting this is because he's going to help us get past it. You know, people go to jail and fight over stuff like this because it's so close to our souls, you know. I mean, he has to do this radical change inside of us. That's why we feel the word grace now, like the spirit of grace. We feel grace more than we have, you know, because God's really transforming us so that we don't declare that anything that we have is ours, but it's only for the master's use. That's why our lady had no problem spilling that alabaster. Had no problem. You are worth more than 10 alabaster boxes. Something happened in her heart. Something happened in her heart. She lost herself. Here's the grace God's putting on us. I'm going to help you lose yourself. And if you have 10,000, you'll be so glad to pour it on Jesus. Don't put that just on her as a Bible incident. See, that's Rosalind. That's Rosalind. Lord, and here's something we got to really think about. Somebody dies in our families, it causes more fights. Why? We think it belongs to. And those are some rough fights. Somebody's got to stand up like Abram and say, Lot, you take the bigger city. You take all the big land over there. I got God and I'm rich in him. You take all that. I think they still love me. I think. It's what we're going to have to get over with what's starting, going to start coming our way. Satan is no joke about destroying PWM. No joke about it. I don't want to be poor. You know, we're just starting to grow spiritually. I don't want to go back. I want spiritual, you know, riches and such. I think I had some notes. Okay. The God life within us distributes freely. It's the God life in us. Your natural life won't do it, right? Brenda will not distribute freely. She will not do it. But it's the God life in her. That's the difference. So there's a grace on her, a grace to give, a grace to distribute. Distribute what? The grace to tell her what? You ever clean out your closet at home? Why am I holding it? Oh, this stuff. They had that little show, Miss Gloria. Y'all knew already what I was going to say. Great day. You're like, what's wrong with that person? Look in your heart. Probably more stuff in your heart than in that house. Chantel, you got empty out. JR, you got empty out. You got empty out. Shoe boxes. Stanley said that. Stanley, six strings. He might come down to five strings after that one. Don't be a hoarder in the spirit. You know, in other words, Holy Spirit, deliver me from self-hoarding. Freely have you received, freely give. Freely, nothing's yours, by the way. It's like Jesus is our master and you are his steward, and he gives us a job, he gives us friends, he gives us fellowship members, he gives us this, that, material stuff, spiritual stuff. It's not yours. I'm just, everything, nothing we get, we got. Heaven gave us everything. Now you've got. I know it takes faith, see? It takes faith. The just shall live by faith. It takes faith. I'm going to flow in a spiritual way, and I've never done it before, but I believe, right? We believe, right? Right, Sarah, we believe. I believe that you're going to take care of everything as I flow in this divine law. Show me where I'm hoarding. Show me. Release me from that. Release me from that. Sneeze again, Rocky. Yeah, so release me from that. That was pretty good. Are y'all following me? Oh, God, I didn't know I was holding that. Get that out. Get that out. Get that out. Get out. Give it to Bernadine. Give it to somebody. Give it away. Give it away. Don't clog up the blessing. So I'm taking my time because I got to find us all. Nobody can be left out because here we go, Stan. Oh, that's a toddler. You know. Nobody can be left out. In these statements I'm about to read, you're going to find out why. Nobody can be left out. This discovers us all one way or the other. Okay. but we have to get on top, and I'm taking my time because I know what I saw this morning. I know what I saw. Actually, it's good news. Good day, see? Don't be. See, I know I'm weird sometimes, but every time I see that, and I hear today anyway, I'm like, oh, she's letting something else go. He's unheard, unhoarding, you know. I know. I didn't finish reading this. The life within distributes freely, humbly, conscientiously, cheerfully, right? God loves a what? Cheerful giver. We just put that in offerings, haven't we? Yeah. It should be everywhere. My life is a giver. Okay. Wow, Sarah. So just because I laid my hands on you, here's God testing you. Normally we think a test is going to take us through some hard time, and God's going to put something in her hand. Right? God's going to put something in her hand. So then she's going to have to say, okay, is this mine? I need a new pair of shoes, Ron. I need a new pair of shoes anyway. Or she's going to back up and say, wait a minute. It's not mine. She's going to provide seed to the sower. And here's what he said, Rob. Now we can hear this in that scripture. I'll provide seed to the sower and bread to the hungry. So I'm going to provide seed to you, sower, to give bread to the hungry. The only purpose I'm giving it to you is to give bread to the hungry. That's the only way. That's the only reason I'm giving it to you. Unconscientiously and constantly, all that God entrustments, all of God's entrustments, counting all as his, so that there's no room either for pride, for perversion, or for gifts. No pride in this. I'm born to give. I'm born to give. I'm born to worship, and I'm born to give. I'm born to worship, and I'm born to give. I'm born to worship, and I'm born to give. I got to find everybody, because I can see it, you know. If I had a little more, I can feel it. If I had a little more, I would do this. Right? See, here you go, Brenda. See? She does in threes. If I had a little more, I would do this. Or I was okay in these situations. I can see this. In other words, there's got to be a soul searching. That's just good as amen to me. There's got to be some soul searching. God, where am I with God? You know, we saw situations where we thought God was blessed. Maybe the problem wasn't God. Maybe it was us. Maybe we were keepers, not givers. Look. Ron, I have found the problem, and it is us. Gosh, I wish I had you all day. Because this will get us on the other side of a lot. Amen. I'm going to look at it like y'all. I'm a part of the fray here. I need help myself. No. Thank you, Brent. D, let's do the next one. Okay, Jesus, we're going to partner with God. Praise God. Look what he says here, Tina. Get for what? In order to give. And receive to impart. Can we get a renewal of the mind on that? Get in order to give, right? And receive just to impart. Isn't that how God is? Isn't that how Christ is or was and is? Christ didn't own anything, by the way. the prosperity teachers tried to teach us that, you know, a donkey was like a Cadillac. Remember that? He was prosperous. He rode a donkey. You know, what are you talking about? No, he didn't own that. To regard everything that comes to us as from God, to flow into and through us. Look, I like this. Leaving blessings behind, yet carrying blessings beyond. I know. I'm messing with your human nature. Honor, I'm messing with your human nature. What do you mean leave blessings behind? Pastor Ross, I need you to get back up there and start singing. He's so good. Right? In the morning or something. And all them. Throughout the day. I like that. Leaving blessing behind, yet carrying blessings beyond. You see the channel you are? Oh, I'm not afraid to leave blessings behind because more are going to come for me to carry in the future. And that to cease to scatter, great day, is decrease rather than increase, to become a stagnant pool instead of a living fountain. I think we're finding some deep ground here today. I think I had another one, D, or was that it? I hope I did, yeah. In order to increase the power of gifts in the kingdom, we must not enlarge the individual gifts, but increase the number of givers. Okay. That's why I said I have to find everybody. I think this next piece will clear that up. Giving is still confined, if it's still confined to the few, and here lies a stupendous mistake. Giving is still confined to the few, and it's a stupendous mistake, he says, that we so often measure by the aggregate sum instead of the proportionate distribution of the offerings, by the amount given and not by the number giving and the sacrifice involved. We forget that the greatest benefit of giving is felt in the giver, not the receiver, and hence the fewer the givers, the less the blessing. God and his poor may have need of our bestowments, but not half as much as we need the bestowment to do it, right? Is there more? Is that it? So here's the point there. Here's the point there. Everybody's got to be givers. We're under a deep deception if we think, well, Pastor Mike has a million, so he's the only one that needs to go to go there and give because he's got it. We just became poor again. If only a few give, we're going to still suffer lack. Everybody's got to do it. It's not the few, it's the whole. So when we leave here, all of us are going to enter deeper into this and the life that it brings. Pressed down, shaken together, good measure, running over, shall men give into our bosom together. See, when we quote that scripture, we quote it individually, don't we? If all of us do it together, because, yeah. Okay, so I think I'm done. The kids are back. I mean, probably nobody wants to come up and recap this or pray. So, well, let me just ask, does anybody have any thoughts about this, just so the house can maybe understand it better than I did it? Any thoughts? No rabbit trails or anything? Oh, the Dre. Did you have any, Pastor Raj? You good? Sure? Okay, so Dre's going to finish it up quickly.
I don't have too much. Just going to say, when he was talking about Eleazar's experience, it was all in the spirit. You know, he did it, like you said, he did it all in faith, and he did a lot. If you go back and read what he did. And every little detail was only by the grace of God, only by the Spirit, and all by the supernatural. And when you were going over all that, what came to my spirit, spiritually, that's what a church plant should look like, all by the Spirit. You know, a lot of people, they do a church plant and then by the natural, because they have the natural plans, agenda, and their own vision that they think they have for the church or the church plant, but everything that Eleazar did was by the Spirit. And so that's spiritually what a church plant looks like. When you're talking about scatterers, we're scattering the seed, we're scattering what the Holy Spirit wants to throw out there. And also when you're going over the scripture about basically, we receive from heaven to feed the hungry, but that's not just in the natural; it's also spiritual. Spiritual, fulfilling the spiritual hunger of those who are hungering for the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for today, for this word that you have shared with us, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to grow in you, Father God. May we go our ways and just marinate on it, Lord God, and just may you get still in your presence and just listen to what you have to say. We ask you to continue to let your revelation just flow into us more and more. And we say yes to your will, yes to your ways, Lord. Thank you for your grace to get out of the way and to die to what we think we know, and allow you to give us the spiritual meaning, the true heavenly meaning of it's better to give than to receive. Because in that, that's how lives are changed. That's how the Spirit of God goes forth. That's how the Spirit moves. That's how revivals happen. Because you are moving. Because the Spirit of God is moving. The will of God is being done. The will of the Holy Spirit is being done. Not our will, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to be true spiritual stewards over what's already yours, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that the things that you bless us with are the tools to advance your kingdom, to bring heaven to earth, Father God, to have those heavenly experiences with you that you so long to share with others. Thank you that you want to use us to bring others to that same experience of the heavens, of the supernatural, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let it shut down our minds, and thank you that you will open our spirits and that you will open our minds to see deep into the spiritual of what you want to do, Lord God. Thank you for your will, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.